Joining me in studio is Joel Williams and a very special guest we'll get to in a moment to talk about White River FanCon. We're looking forward to it. And first things first, let's start off with this. Joel, we're looking forward to this one because the guest is on the phone right now.
Absolutely. And before we get into him, I do want to say that we're excited to here to represent the White River FanCon in partnership with the Independence County Library, sponsored by Willa Harkey, and of course, First Community Bank, Future Fuel, Merchants and Planners Bank, Citizens Bank, Lyon College, and of course, White River Now.
Oh, thank you, thank you. All right, the moment of truth. I know this guy for so many different reasons. The one that scares me the most is Beerus the Destroyer from Dragon Ball. None other than Arkansas native, no less.
Yes.
Jason Douglas. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. It's an honor to be talking to you today. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
I am too. So tell us a little bit about your time in Arkansas. It's cool to have someone who's such a big character, and it's from our own little area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am an Arkansas native, like you pointed out. I was born in Searcy, a town a little bit south of you guys, but I know you know it because I know Batesville and Searcy often match up in football and basketball games. So kind of split time growing up between Arkansas and Texas. So I got my feet planted on both sides of the border there. So
that's always good to hear, and we're looking forward to hearing about how you got started in the industry, because you've been in a wide range of things, from live action to anime. It is so cool to see your roster of characters.
Well, you know, Sean, it's interesting. I actually started out just planning to kind of be a theater guy, and I was doing a lot of theater in Houston, Texas, with the Alley Theater and stages and Houston Shakespeare Festival. And at a certain point, I kind of got recruited by a little company based out of Houston that was kind of importing what back then we just called them Japanese cartoons.
Yeah.
And and that's kind of how I got my started back in the late 90s. Interestingly, I always aspired to work on film and on television, and I eventually got to that part of my career. But before I ever appeared on screen, I was doing voices for anime. So, yeah, I eventually made my way to Dallas and kind of picked up where I left off in Houston. And, you know, the former ADV Films became Sentai Filmworks.
Yes.
And the former Funimation has become Crunchyroll.
Yes, so it has.
That's where I do most of my voice work these days. Well, I look forward to getting back to Batesville. I didn't go into much detail earlier, but my grandparents loved coming up to Batesville, and when I would stay with them, they would oftentimes drive me up there with them, and so I'm looking forward to getting back.
Jason is being billed as our voiceover guest of honor, but we also have our film guest of honor, which is Randall Reeder, which is going to be kind of interesting because both Jason and Randall were both in Sin City together.
Really? I'll be. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's correct, isn't it, Jason?
That's right. Right. Sin City was one of the first handful of films that I did when I was launching my career, and Randall Reeder was, we were in the same scene together. So if you know the film Sin City, I always tell people it's the one where Mickey Rourke steals my coat. And so if you can remember that scene, you'll spot me and Randall together. So.
Of course, absolutely, man. So I'm excited to have you guys talk a little more about that at the con.
All right. Other guest of honor, too, we've got going on.
That'll we also have our wrestling guest of honor, which is Greg the Hammer Valentine, WWE Hall of Famer and Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer, one of the absolute legends when it comes to traditional pro wrestling. So I'm excited to have him there. He's only going to be there on Saturday, but we're happy to have him there. He's going to be good. We have our entertainer's guest of honor, which is Z the Mentalist. Now, this guy's close-up magic is so good. Like, he sent us a video that we've got on our Facebook page. I had to watch it 2 or 3 times just to make sure. I was like, what did he just do?
Yeah,
it's fast and clean. So he's going to be doing a show there. It's going to be a lot of fun for him. Of course, we have our author guest of honor, which is Robin Carroll. She's a best-selling author, and she's going to be there advertising her books and also talking, doing different conversations with us. So we're excited to have Robin join us as well. Wabi Sabi Cosplay is our cosplay guest of honor, and they're all based here in Arkansas as well. And of course, Dark Ozarks Podcast.
Ooh.
So, do you know this podcast?
I think I've heard of it before. I don't know why, but
it's
know that name.
Basically, exactly as it's advertised, they talk about all the weird things that happen in the Ozark Mountain. But I do want to also say that we have so many events going on. Mm-hmm. We do have our e-games tournaments. We have a Magic the Gathering tournament, Pokemon tournaments. We have what we're calling the Super Sammy's Lego Derby, where kids under 16 can actually build their own Lego Derby car mm-hmm. and race them. And, of course, the winner is going to get a prize for that as well.
And the naming rights for that is very sweet, too.
And, of course, we have all of our vendors upstairs. We have D&D. We have board games. We have just about anything you can think of. We have it here at the con this year.
It sounds like it's going to be a great time. It's happening at the Independence County Library on VIP night, which is March 7th. And then Saturday and Sunday, March 8th and 9th, it'll also be going on from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. We're looking forward to it, and I appreciate both of you gentlemen coming in, Joel, and you, Mr. Jason Douglas. We're looking forward to it and can't wait to see you there.
Can't wait to be there.
As always, guys, we'll see you at the con.